Self-care is really tied up to self-love. A lot of people say that they love themselves. Self-care is how you prove it, that you do love yourself. If I am not investing and really optimizing what I have, what's the point?
Welcome, ladies, to the Real Estate Investor Show, providing inspiration, strategies, and insight to empower women investors to live balanced and financially free lives. Now, here are your co-hosts, Liz and Andressa.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Liz.
And this is Andressa.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Investor Show. On today's Minnesota edition, we're going to be talking about the three strategies to take care of yourself that you can do immediately.
And why mental health is such an important tool that you need to take into consideration when you are growing your investment business and dealing with economy the way that it is right now. So let's dissect it, Liz. What people can do starting today in order to improve their mental health and overall lifestyle.
Absolutely. So here's the first one. And the first one for a lot of people, especially women, is uncomfortable. Okay. It's requesting what you want and need. And I think you, Andressa, were the one that asked me at a conference, or I forget what it was. You said, what do you want to drink? Or I'm like, I don't know, whatever. She's like, no, what do you want to drink? I'm like, well, I really like seltzer. Remember, it was at our first investor con. Yeah. And that got me thinking about so many different things in my life. Like, what do I really want and need? And that is a big step towards mental health, you know, kind of taking care of yourself. So I just quick story. One of our Strive members I was speaking to the other day, and she said something about not being able to make the live calls. She has a little one, and she was sharing a little bit about that and how frustrated she was at the season of her life. And then we started diving a little more into it, and she said something interesting. She goes, you know, I'm not even asking for what I want and need. I said, you're a pretty resourceful person. You can figure out how to get a coverage for an hour. She's like, yeah, I could. I'm like, you've figured out a lot of things. So why not this? She goes, I appease and I don't ask and request what you want. Not permission, but request. So she said, okay, I'm going to do that moving forward. So the question for you, the action for you to think about, right, is what do you need and want? And then fill in the blank. So it might be, what do I need and want for myself to get a break today? What do I need and want in my relationship? What do I need and want in my business? These are big questions, but we need to get clear so that we can request from other people.
You know, the problem, Liz, that many people don't know what they want, what they truly want. Because when I ask women that question, they say, what do you mean?
Yeah, just like I did.
Yeah, I mean, what you as a person, not you as a mom, or because we're always thinking about what other people need and want and how can we support that. But what do I really want? I do want a caramel latte made with the highest, I don't know, specialty, because it's different. So I don't want a regular one that is like waterly. I don't.
What's
very specific. And it's okay that I am specific with it, right? And it goes all from time management, from food, from relationships, everything.
Even the flow of your day, meaning, I'll give you a very good example. I had like 7 calls yesterday, and it was a lot of calls. And I stopped and I said,
I knew you were off.
Okay.
I could sense your vibration.
So
your frustration. I was like, what is happening? But I'm going to ask her later on, but I sense it.
Okay. So the bottom line there, you're catching me off here. So what really came up for me is it's too many conversations, because then there's follow-up, there's preparation. I'm not just like winging it. And then there's things I told these people I'm going to do, whether it's building a relationship, members of ours, et cetera. And I stopped and I said, this was too many. What would work? You know, and obviously I'll have to put systems and processes. And I shared it with our team just to kind of keep an eye on it for me, because we're a team. And just because I have this feeling, I want to communicate. So they're clear too, that this is an intention, right? And then we could put
systems. Oh, honey, we're putting boundaries.
Yeah, boundaries.
There's no way that you're going to have more than what you want to have.
Correct. But I...
So then the question came back to Liz. How many do you want to have? So we can really put those guardrails in place and move forward.
But I
like that you were aware and you requested.
Correct. That's the key is, and I think the easiest way to get a sense of what you want and need is to start listening to your body. I felt tired. I didn't feel energized. I felt drained. So that told me something. Something isn't right here. Versus just pounding it through, getting a lot done. Because I'm not doing that no longer. That doesn't work. All right. So that's the first one. The second one.
Wait. Before you get into the second strategy, let's hear a word from our sponsors.
And I know what I'm about to say here for the second one, Andressa. A lot of people listening are going to go, "Oh, I can't do that. I can't do that."
Oh, the yes, but?
The yes, but. There's a lot of yes, but. And you know, replace but with and. The technology and digital detox, I like to call it. And this is really important for your mental health. It's important for a lot of different reasons. I'm not going to share the research with you, but there is importance of, even if it's a small mini detox, I'm not saying go for like 10 weeks without digital detox. You know, that's probably not realistic. All right. I mean, that's maybe realistic for some people, but I don't know if it's realistic for most listening. But what can you do? And I think it's more important to do small things every day than a big thing and then never do it again. So what does it look like for me? Something really small that I do is when I take my dog for a walk, I leave my phone at home. I could be listening to messages, getting back to people, and walking my dog to be more efficient. I could do that. But I choose not to because I know that's just a quick little break. I'm outside. I can take some deep breaths. I can look at her, get a little bored, and then come back to my day. So that's the way I do a very short, quick, 5 minute, like, and is it a detox completely? No, but is it a break? Yes. So my mental health can kind of get rejuvenated. I don't know. What do you do for that, Andressa?
I suck at it.
I love your honesty.
No, I do struggle at it. Yeah. What I found out is that my environment needs to be more excited than what I see on screen. When that happens, I don't even remember I have a freaking phone. Right. And then I open my Voxer and there's a lot of things over there. But my environment, what's happening in real life, needs to be more exciting.
Exciting. Okay. Gotcha. Meaning like you're totally engaged with what you're doing. Is that what you mean?
Totally engaged.
Okay.
If I get bored or then I'm like, because I really love what we do and I really like getting things done to really support women and build this community. So that is the tricky part. I don't think people have a problem disconnecting for activities that they don't enjoy, right? The issue is where activities that they do enjoy. So I have, when I need to have a break, I need to be forced to have a break. And then I need to put my idea somewhere else because then that's when I get ideas.
Yeah.
When I do take a break, I get a lot of great ideas.
And most people do, right? It's in those moments. The last one I'll say is really to prioritize self-care on a daily basis. And again, self-care is not just critical, but it's imperative to living your best life and really living your best life on your own terms. And again, like, what does this look like? You know, for some people, it's getting their nails done. For other people, it's literally doing something that checks in with themselves, like checking in with myself. Like, what's coming up for me? How am I feeling? That's a way that I take care of myself, right? That's self-care. Now, obviously, working out is also really important for me. Laughing is really a part of self-care. You know, I really look for ways to laugh and smile because that brings energy to ourselves. Simple things. You know, you don't have to spend $200 on a massage every day to take care of yourself. You can, but I think the mix of things, the mix of self-care activity, and making that the priority of the day on some level, small things that don't cost anything, I think is the work to be done.
Self-care is really tied up to self-love, right? A lot of people say that they love themselves. Self-care is how you prove it, that you do love yourself. Because if you're not investing in yourself, I only have this body, this brain, right? If I am not investing and really optimizing what I have, what's the point? I see a lot of people investing in properties and not investing on their own asset a lot. And they want, with a gas tank in a reserve, they want to run a marathon and they want to take a longer trip and they want to scale. Listen, you don't have fuel to scale. You don't have fuel to scale if self-care is not a priority in your life.
So true. And it's like, how do I put that fuel in my mind, body, and soul on a daily basis? And it doesn't have to be long. It could be short. More short and the more consistent you are, the better. And that's the key, right? To taking care of yourself. So do one of these three things, do all of these three things, but put yourself first. You got to put your oxygen mask on first. Because we love action so much, right, Andressa? Here's a challenge for you. So for those that are either part of our Facebook community or not, join our Facebook community is the first thing. And that the challenge is to post a picture of yourself. And I know this is bold for some of you, but post a picture of yourself doing something that takes care of yourself and tag us on the Facebook group. That is the challenge. If you do that, we're going to lean into you, give you support, and help you through this journey.
Awesome. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.